Welcome to From Willingness to Wellness, a faith-infused podcast for the willing heart, mind, soul, and body. I am Debbie Robertson, Debbie with an I, also referred to as Coach Debbie. With a focus on health gained by weight loss, I desire to inspire and influence you to live a happier, healthier, more fulfilled life. Now on to today's chat. Welcome back to another episode of From Willingness to Wellness. It's Debbie Robertson, also known as Coach Debbie. And today's topic doesn't sound very nice. It's called dead faith. Oh, that just sounds so bad. And you know what it is? We do not want dead faith. There's a scripture that I'm sure that you are probably familiar with in James. It's James 2:26. Which says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." We do not want to have dead faith. But how do we keep that faith from going dead? Well, the scripture tells us, through works, through action, through taking steps, through doing something. When it comes to losing weight and gaining health, we can't just have faith that we can do it. We can't just have the knowledge of what to do if we're not willing to put the work, the action to it. If we don't put the work or the action to it, to what we know or to what we learn, then we're not going to get anywhere. We're not going to move forward. We're not going to have progress. And in order to see changes in our bodies, to know that we are not only losing weight, but gaining health by doing it in a very healthy way, a healthy manner, we have to put action to it. That comes in the form of eating the right foods, eating foods that are fuel for our body, that are nutritious and not garbage. It also comes in the form of exercise and working our bodies the way that they were designed to work. Now, I will be honest with you, it's not easy. It is not an easy thing to do. You can have a plan in front of you of how to build something. And you can look at that and you can go, okay, I can see this. I have faith that I can put this together. I can build this object. But if you have the plan and you have the faith that you can do it, but you don't physically put the action to it to build and put these things together, nothing's going to happen, right? It's the same thing when it comes to our health, when it comes to losing weight. We have to put the action to it. You may not want to exercise. You may not want to get up in the morning and go do a workout or when you get home from work. But if you do put the action to it, you're going to see the results. You may not want to choose the healthy food in the form. And when I say healthy food, I'm not talking diet food. I'm talking healthy foods, vegetables, fruits, lean meats, avoiding starchy carbs, things that turn to sugar, things that are sugar. It may not be easy to choose those things, but when you put the action to it and you choose those over the things that are not healthy or that turn to sugar, you're going to see results. So faith without works is dead. We do not want to have dead faith. We need to have living, vital, vibrant faith. And that comes from putting the work to what we know, learning. The first thing we have to do is learn what to do, right? And I teach you that. I teach you that here in this podcast. I teach it on my video course. I'm teaching you and giving you the information that you need to make these changes, but it's up to you to put the action to it and to make that faith come alive. And I know you can do it. Why? You know I'm going to say it. Because you can do anything if you are willing, and I hope you are willing. Thank you for listening to today's message. My hope is that you will take what you've heard and apply it to your own life. It begins with the willingness to take action towards positive change and transformation. But I'm here to tell you, You can do anything if you are willing. Be sure to subscribe and listen to From Willingness to Wellness for future inspiring as well as practical messages. For more information and to receive your free gift from me by subscribing to my newsletter, visit my website at forthewilling.com. That's the number 4, thewilling.com.